Time once again for the mailbag, when we read your cards and letters and then just happen to know the answers. The mailbag, please.
Dear recipient.
Dear recipient.
Today is your lucky day. This letter has been sent to you by a friend who wants you to receive spiritual and financial success.
Oh no, it's a chain letter.
Just make 5 copies of this letter and send them to 5 people you know.
Don't read anymore. Those things are a nuisance.
Actually, they're worse than that. They're bad math.
Why bad math?
Think about it. This letter says to make 5 copies and send them to 5 people. Then they make 5 copies. For illustration, let's assume the unlikely scenario that every person sends the letter to 5 completely new people. That is, no one has gotten the letter from someone else.
So what's 5 copies here or there?
It's a progression mathematicians call exponential increase. We make 5 copies. Each person we send to then makes 5 copies. Now how many are there?
25.
Each one goes to someone who makes 5 copies. Now how many?
125, then 625. Say, the amount it goes up by increases a lot with each round.
That's exponential increase. Suppose this happens just 15 times. Guess how many copies there are now.
15 times how many?
Over 6 billion.
6 billion? That's everyone on the planet.
Clearly, not everybody who throws away a chain letter dies the next week.
Or if they do, we're all going together.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Bruce Solomon in mathematics. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.